Turntor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Simply Love by Mary Balogh, narrated by Rosalind Landor.
Chapter 1. The crocodile of schoolgirls, neatly uniformed in dark blue, that was making its way along Great Pulteney Street at the spanking pace set by Miss Susanna Osborne, one of its teachers, was proceeding from Miss Martin's School for Girls on the corner of nearby Daniel and Sutton Streets in the direction of the Pulteney Bridge and the city itself on the other side of the river. The two lines consisted of only 12 girls, the others having gone home just the day before with parents or guardians or servants for the summer holiday. The 12 were Miss Martin's prized charity girls, supported at the school partly by the fees of the others and partly by generous donations from an anonymous benefactor. This benefactor had kept the school afloat when it would have been forced to close its doors several years ago for lack of funds, and had enabled Miss Martin to achieve her dream of being able to offer an education to the indigent as well as the more well-heeled. Over the years, the school had acquired a reputation for providing a good and broad academic education to young ladies of all social classes. The charity girls had nowhere else to go during the holidays, and so two or more of the resident teachers were forced to remain in order to care for them and entertain them until school resumed. This summer, all three resident teachers had remained, Miss Martin herself, Susanna Osborne, and Anne Jewell. Miss Martin and Miss Jewell strode along at the back of the line of girls. Not that it normally took three teachers to accompany one group of 12 on an outing, since the pupils at the school were very well disciplined.